The Lord's endurance be with you, heart dwellers. Well, we're being stretched to our limit and reached a point where we just wanted to collapse. Then all of a sudden, things lifted. What I mean to say is that we didn't suffer graciously, and the Lord is addressing that. Jesus began, "I know these days have been almost to the limit of toleration for very, very good reasons. I do wish you would trust me more, Claire, knowing that nothing you both suffer is in vain. But I do understand you're inquiring if you're being disciplined. May I say there is almost always a little discipline involved, as it is written, 'Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression.'" That's Psalm 19:12. "It is good for you to ask that your unrecognized sins be revealed. I do not fault you for that. It is when you doubt my goodness and forget that this suffering is only temporary. When you give in to fears of death and serious illness, believing that I will allow you to perish with the wicked and by the hand of the wicked, I only allow what I know you can take, and rarely do I take you to a point where your faith begins to waver. But in this case, you're dealing with tremendous forces aligned against your president, trying to unseat him and stop the reforms he's bringing to your government. I need as much fasting and prayer as my body can handle to turn this tide of evil released from below. Yes, below, in more ways than one. Yes, in the underground cities and unleashed from hell, the shadow government that was looking forward to their greatest victory this year. They have been unseated and are lashing out with vicious retaliation. Why is it they do not recognize they are not fighting a man or a nation of people? Will I deliver my righteous ones over to a corrupt government when they've turned from their evil ways and repented and set to work to make things right in this nation? I will not, for it is written, 'The scepter of the wicked shall not rest upon the land of the righteous,' so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong." Psalm 125:3. "Because the hearts of my people have repented for the sins of this land, because they have cried out to me for justice, because they continue to press in and cry for justice, because they have turned from their wicked ways and humbled themselves before me." That's also in the scriptures, by the way. "I will continue to make their enemies impotent. But there is a very big price to pay, my loved ones, a very big price. You're dealing with decades of social engineering by the elite shadow government, and as it has been said, Rome was not built in a day, nor was it taken apart. There is much opposition in places of power, but I am slowly prying their hands off the floodgates, that righteousness and grace may flood the land and revive the parched lands of America. Yet there is a price. You are fighting against Satan's plan to rule the world. You are fighting against an ignorant generation of young people who've been selectively taught what is right is wrong and what is wrong is right. You are also dealing with artificial intelligence and those who have no souls. Many, many are those who have graduated into positions of power who are not right in their spirits or minds. Their consciousness has been altered and trained to respond to only one set of agendas. Now I am telling you these things, which some of you already know, because I wish for none of you to be ignorant. What they, the clones of the enemy and satanic worshipers, have planned for this country has been carefully executed, layer upon layer, and reversing the order is far more complicated than electing a man who will do the right things. This is why these times are so very trying to you. Some of you have offered yourselves to me without conditions. I asked you to count the cost before you made that commitment, because I knew it would be very tough. And for this reason, when things are working against you with the most force, I intervene. But others do not cry out for my intervention. They just quietly and humbly carry this crushing burden until I say, enough. When is enough enough? When you begin to fall into despair and slip into the deep and dark thoughts, when they begin to influence your thinking. Some of you in this moment feel distant from me. This is a suffering. It is a deliberate one, so that you may offer yourself to me, that truth will triumph. This is a most painful as well as powerful offering, and I look upon you as great compassion in your worst moments. I am there with you, suffering as you suffer, for never shall I forsake you, and never shall you suffer in isolation while I am not suffering. Rather, I unite myself to your suffering, and we carry this burden together. Many of you don't see this. Don't see me by your side suffering, because I do not reveal it. This too is a suffering. And on every level you are making sacrifices, even as Paul did when he was stoned. Some of you will object that sickness is not a suffering, but something to be cured. Well, it is both, and I advise you to listen to the early teachings on this channel. There he's talking about, why wasn't I healed? Sickness is a cross, just as man put the cross on my back, so the enemy put the cross on you, and healing comes in my timing. Healing will come, but if you have made yourself a sacrificial offering, do not expect it to be released soon. There is great despair and confusion fueled by the enemy in my body concerning sickness. Many have fallen into despair because they do not understand that I see it as a legitimate suffering, a fast offering, and I use it to keep you humble as well. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. He was not physically perfect as the Romans who worshipped physical fitness were, but he was holy by my standards. He carried the cross I allowed for him. Yes, by my stripes you are healed, but in my timing, not yours. If I heal you immediately, it is my timing. If I delay your healing, you will still be healed, but in my timing. In the meantime, you are carrying a cross and doing a great work of mercy, backing up your prayers for others. This is the meaning of carrying your cross. What I allow is specifically fit for you and only you. It is indeed your cross, and I have called you to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow in my footsteps, which in the case of my people can be like a crucifixion or a long illness. Know that you are doing a good and perfect work by offering to me what I allow for your prayer intentions. And if you do not know why I have allowed a suffering, check your conscience and then trust me for whatever cause I have allowed it. You will find much peace and relief from condemnation by doing this. It is not always my will to heal a person when they ask. There are many considerations. What is being learned by their family members? How they are becoming more holy and selfless? How your patience is increasing and your character being formed more and more into my image as I yielded up my body and blood as a living sacrifice. Find comfort in this, my people. Find peace in this. Know that your work is very valuable. You have raised your hands in acquiescence to the bars of the cross. And there is no greater work of love than to submit yourself to my will in that moment.